Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast back in Western Australia after a brief stint in Brisbane. Yes, I'm back in Western Australia and talking to you about sexless marriages. I'm an author of some quite unique dark adult fiction, which has stories that wraps around a sexless marriage. The book itself is pseudo-biographical, which in a roundabout way tells you that it's a little bit about myself, and a story that's probably very similar to yours. The book is called Seethings, and it's available at smashwords.com. But I'm not going to talk to you about the book during these podcasts, except to let you know that it exists. I'm going to talk to you about some issues surrounding sexless marriages. I have told you many times about my own sexless marriage experiences, and you're quite welcome to go back into previous episodes of the podcasts to dig that out. 10 years of sexless marriage, no children, eventually divorce. It sounds all very quick and cut and dry, but that wasn't the process when I was living it. But I can tell you that I have a very happy ever after story occurring right now, where I met somebody else and we're much more sexually compatible. But today I want to talk to you about somebody else's marriage. Similar situation, of course, in a sexless marriage, one partner wants more than the other, to the point where the one who wants it the least basically has control of how much sex happens in the relationship. In many cases, it's little or nothing, nothing at all. I had a 10-year marriage that had probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 sexual encounters over that period of time. Mostly at the very beginning, after we were married, and then nothing. But other people have had some kind of good sexual relationship that then diminished quickly. And this one comes from a fellow called Hi, I'm a 51-year-old male who has been in a sexless marriage for 12 years, out of 20 years, of course, being married, with the first 2 years and the last 5 of those totally celibate. I define sexless as less than 6 times a year. Totally celibate is exactly what it sounds like. The last 3 years have been affectionless as well. Basically, it's a full-on sibling-styled relationship. She claims the reasons to be a string of overlapping but common physical issues since she became pregnant with our last kid. For a long time, I thought she just lost interest when making babies was off the table. Eventually, I got over that because it just doesn't matter. I'm still in the marriage because I like my family the way it is. I'm not staying for the kids. It's my choice, and I'm working to fully own that. My wife is generally okay with my seeking sex slash affection outside my marriage, with the huge caveat that she knows nothing about it. That's a tall order, of course. There's a much bigger problem where no one's interested in me, so it kind of doesn't matter. Okay, someone was interested in me once. We met while I was on a business trip. We were attracted to each other, alone, she's also married, dressed up, a little bit tipsy, and we had access to hotel rooms. We had an absolute blast. It was a one-time-only thing, and we're still very good platonic friends. So despite all this, I've reached a place where I'm largely okay with all of this. What helped me get there was therapy, and therapy got me out of the darkest places, but it only took me so far. Meditation took over from therapy and got me further along, and also exercise. What didn't help me was excessive drinking. Ashley Madison, which was a total cesspool, the Dead Bedrooms Reddit site, a lot of angry people out there telling you to get divorced all the time, and the Avon Allies and Partners Group, which are mainly asexuals telling you all about yourself and making snide comments to my wife about our situation. I'm in a better place now and hope that I can have conversations that will keep me there rather than just making me angrier. Well, that's a very interesting and different profile. I know it exists because I've read about it many times, where the spouse who doesn't want sex has given permission for the other spouse who wants sex and affection to get sex and affection from somewhere else. And this is a very interesting process because this open door policy means that there's an opportunity for something else to be integrated into the marriage. Clearly, the wife has resigned herself to not providing sex. She's aware that her husband needs something that she can't give. So much so that she's allowed him to get it elsewhere. And when he got it, it was a fantastic time. I've read stories where the woman has gone out on a business trip and has found a partner for the night. And it has relieved a lot of the pain and the suffering. And they remain friends afterwards. I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody, but the ones I have read about and the ones who contact me have said it's wonderful. Now, we've already heard one of the stories. Alyssa mentioned some time back on a previous episode of the podcast that she has a guy that she's able to see every so often. Now, she didn't make a big deal that that was the be-all and end-all of her life. She spent more time talking about her husband and how much she enjoys him and how great a man he is. He just doesn't happen to be there for her in that particular way. So this other guy makes up the difference. And everything is fine as long as those two worlds keep apart, but keep active. I wonder how many more of my listeners are out there who have got this open door policy factored in, worked into their life, into their marriage. If you've got this open door policy factored into yours, I'd like to hear from you and tell me whether it works. Tell me how it works. What's the deal? What's the arrangement that you have with your spouse? I think as we move further on in life and we are confronted with problems like this, we have to allow ourselves some degree of flexibility when it comes to our marriages. And we have to allow some degree of flexibility in what we expect for ourselves. Do we tolerate a sexless marriage forever? Is that something that we were meant to do for love or for promises or for the vows that we gave? Or can we grow and develop a new style of marriage that better suits the new relationship that we have become? Yes, if you've got an open door relationship, I want to hear from you. Drop me a line at michaelformanwriting.com. That's where my home website is. It's where I post a lot of my sexless marriage content. And there is also the possibility of sending me an audio file back upstream from where this podcast originates, which is anchor.fm. If you go to anchor.fm on the internet and look up the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast, you'll find this episode existing somewhere in the catalogue, and you'll be able to send me a file, a short 1 minute clip of what you would like to tell me about your relationship. You don't have to use your real name if you don't want to. And if you do, I can change it and mention it here on the podcast. Open door relationship. Have you got one? Would you like one? Do you wish you had one? Or are you just completely repulsed with the idea? Well, that's about it on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Join me again wherever you are in the world. Just remember, it can always rain on your parade. I'll see you later.